At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
There's a new event at the GPO Museum that examines the role of one somewhat overlooked group in the struggle for Irish freedom, the LGBTQ community. Katrina Travers is the author of the tour. Good afternoon, Katrina.
Hiya, how are you?
Is that the right term, the author of the tour?
Curator, author, yeah.
Because you kind of wrote it, really?
Yes, yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, and now I suppose people, I suppose the only obvious example of that would be Roger Casement.
Probably. He'd be the most well-known, I suppose.
Yeah. And what was surprising kind of reading through it is that so many women, so many gay women were involved in this. So tell us a bit about Constance Markovic's sister.
Yes. So Constance's younger sister is Eva Gore Booth. She's kind of known as the sort of quieter, more reserved sister than Constance, who is this gun-toting Republican. And Eva becomes quite sick in her 20s. They send her to Italy to recoup. And she meets Esther Roper in the hospital there, who is from Manchester, from quite a working class family. And immediately they just fall in love and move to Manchester together and live together their whole lives. They're active in trade unionism and trying to get the executions stopped after 1916. And they will write a journal together called Urania about sexuality and gender and things like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And what was the, if you like, the thesis of Urania?
So it was about this world where gender is, it's a construct. It doesn't exist. People are just people.
Mm.
And yeah, they spread this around Europe amongst quite a secret queer group of people amongst themselves for about 10 years from 1916.
Yeah. God, that's mad. Well, that's mad in the sense that people now have difficulty with that concept.
Exactly.
But then it was probably completely revolutionary.
People think it's quite new to the 21st century that we have these ideas of transgender people or non-binary people. And this has been going for perhaps centuries, but at least the one century anyway.
Because there's a lot of couples feature here as well. Kathleen Lynn and her partner Madeline, where did they both come from?
So Kathleen is from the west of Ireland. She grows up in quite a middle class background and she's very religious, but she becomes one of the first female doctors in Irish history. She's really, really remarkable. And she and Madeline French Mullen will meet through their socialist work, particularly working on the Dublin lockout in 1913, running soup kitchens and things like that together. And they get brought into the Republican movement. They're working very closely together, live together in Rathmines their whole lives, and will open a hospital together called St. Ultan's.
And in those days when two women lived together, was, you know, did you have to have a cover story or?
Not particularly. So up until 1861, gay men could be executed by the state for homosexual acts. Women, it's kind of understood that women don't have the complex nature to fall in love with other women. They're not capable of it. So if two women are living together, they're just good friends.
Yeah.
If two men are living together, that's suspicious.
Yeah.
So a lot of these women live together their whole lives and people think nothing of it.
Yeah, I have a kind of vague memory that there was some, they never legislated against it because Queen Victoria couldn't accept that two women could be gay.
There you
go. It was just unthinkable for her. And Nora O'Keefe then, tell us about her.
Nora O'Keefe is from Tipperary. And she will go to America in 1909 to work as a shorthand typist and a stenographer. And after the 1916 Rising, Margaret Skinner, who was actually from Scotland, she was one of the only female snipers in Easter Week. She heads over to America to fundraise and give lectures and things about the Rising and republicanism in Ireland. And they'll meet and fall in love and come back to live in Dublin in Fairview in 1919. And again, live together their whole lives. Continuously in socialist groups and in republicanism. Nora O'Keefe's cousin Sean Treacy is one of the men who basically starts the War of Independence in Tipperary. And she will go on to be like an infamous courier for the intelligence network there that's mostly run by Michael Collins.
And Margaret Skinner was... She would be shooting people.
Yes, she writes about it in her diary. She really enjoyed being a sniper.
Okay, that's I really enjoyed. I had a great day at work today.
Yeah, there you go.
And is it known, you know, where she did her sniping? Was it?
Yes. So she was with the garrison in the St. Stephen's Green Park, and so at the start of the week, she would have been wearing her Cumannamon uniform and getting civilians out of the area, bringing messages around by. Tuesday, they have to give up St. Stephen's Green because the British have brought a machine gun up into the hotel, the Shelburne. So they retreat to the Royal College of Surgeons. She puts on her Irish Citizen Army uniform, grabs her rifle, heads up to the roof and is a sniper.
My word.
Yeah.
But I must admit, never heard of her. Was she given any official recognition for her role in 1916?
Perhaps not in the way that we would think of it. She would have been quite close. She's buried next to Constance Markovitch. She's the reason, Markovitch is the reason she comes to Dublin for this. Like, she would have been great friends with her, great friends with Dr. Kathleen Lynn. But I suppose, kind of shoved out of the way maybe a little bit.
Because maybe it's because she was a lesbian. Maybe it's also because a woman.
Exactly.
Really.
Yes.
Yeah. More to do with that. Owen O'Duffy also features in the tour, more of a controversial figure,
Absolutely. Really,
from many points of view.
Yes.
But is it for sure he was gay or thought he was gay, perhaps?
A lot of rumour. So when I was looking into this, towards the end of the 20th century, and into the 21st, it gets a little bit harder to find these figures. A lot of them have kind of moved away out of the spotlight coming into the War of Independence and such. So one man I found is Alfred Wilmore from England. He comes over to Ireland during World War One, possibly to avoid World War One, and he falls in love with the Gaelic Revival, changes his name to Micheál MacLiomore, and he will found the Gate Theatre with his partner, Hilton Edwards. And he would tell people, Owen O'Duffy is gay, because Micheál was widely known to be gay in Dublin. He would go around wearing makeup. He would have notorious parties with other gay men on Dawson Street. And there was lots of rumours in his sort of social circle that Owen O'Duffy was gay, and a lot of people would have talked about it. He apparently would pick up Micheál and his partner from the stage doors of the Gate in an armoured car and drive away with them. And so it was quite well known in his time, but a lot of it is possibly people talking about it to discredit him.
Yes.
People will do the same thing to Patrick Pearse and Roger Casement as well.
Yeah. Well, because there was at least a line of thought that Pearse was gay.
Yeah, or asexual or something. And we don't really know. We know he never married, never had kids.
Yeah. And that is all we know. Yeah. Is this tour on specific days or can people go anytime?
22nd and 24th of May, and then the Saturday of actual Pride weekend in June, we will have it on again.
Okay, good stuff. Katrina, thanks very much for coming
to talk to us
today. That's Katrina Travers there, tour guide at the GPO Museum.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis, RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.